Hey guys, it's Ashley with The Marble Method, and today we're answering your top four problems. Do you struggle with feeling exhausted all the time, feeling weak in the gym, always sore, or constantly sick? We are here to help. In today's episode, we talk about why you may feel that way and how to fix it. I'm exhausted and I don't want to work out. What can you try? First, sleep. You've got to look at your sleep. You can't burn the candles on both ends and expect to feel like Superwoman. Make sure you set up a great routine. Sleepy detox tea is great to sip on, leave your phone charging in the kitchen, buy an alarm clock to wake you up, and minimize screen time before bed. Rest. As hard as it may be, taking 3 to 5 days off from the gym may be what's best if you haven't been resting and getting after it. Recovery is super important, and as we've explained last week, it's necessary. Foam rolling, stretching, yoga, sauna, Epsom salt baths all can help fight fatigue. Workouts. When you get back from your rest period, try to keep your training volume, which is your reps and sets, low, or keep your intensity low. I know you're wanting to go hard after taking a break, but ease into it. Engaging in activities that stimulate your calm down system, like meditation, massage, cycling, walking, will help to keep your heart rate low and gradually reintroduce you to your workouts. And lastly, supplements. If you're following steps 1 through 3 and you're still not feeling up to par, you can try these supplements. Adaptogens help to reduce the perception of stress and fatigue. Panax ginseng and rhodiola rosea are supplements that have been well researched and shown benefits in reducing fatigue. L-tyrosine is an amino acid that is a precursor of the neurotransmitters known as catecholamines. And when we are stressed and tired, our catecholamines get depleted. So supplementing with these can help provide more raw materials for our body to make. I don't feel strong in the gym. Sure, you should have jello legs when you leave after leg day, but if you feel weaker in the gym a few days following, that lets us know that something's wrong with your recovery process. You should feel as well as or better a few days after your workout. So what you can try? 1, eat more carbs. Yes, I said it, carbs. If you're constantly feeling weak, up your carbs, especially before your workout. Eating a carbohydrate such as a banana, oatmeal, sweet potato, etc., 45 to 60 minutes prior to your workout should help with that feeling of fatigue. If you're trying to lose weight, just remember that the best times to eat carbs is before or after your workout. So start with a cupped hand or 20 to 25 grams. Remember, focus on healthy carbs and not so much the grams, because an extra spoonful of oatmeal won't kill your goals. Ease up. I know that sounds terrible, but try reducing your weights for a couple of days and add more reps. Oh hey, and if you're a female and you're on your cycle, just know that you may feel weaker, so plan accordingly. Meds. Making sure that you know the side effects of your medications is critical. Drugs such as statin drugs or corticosteroids such as prednisone can make you feel weak and cause muscle weakness. And lastly, supplements. We are looking for nutrient deficiencies in terms of supplementation here. So when you work with us at The Marble Method, we will make sure that we help you figure out exactly what works for you. But in the meantime, figuring out what you may deficit in can help you feel stronger. Vitamins and minerals, low B12. It's common in plant eaters who don't supplement. Low vitamin D, up to 80% of people may be deficient in this, and low iron. It's common in endurance athletes, exercising women, and plant-based eaters. If you're looking for personalized coaching and help, we are launching our online coaching program June 7th. So make sure you go to themarblemethod.com under VIP members and click the pre-sale list. I'm sore. Everyone knows that initial soreness upon returning to the gym. Ouch, better hold on to the rails when you sit down on the toilet. But if you're constantly sore, you're really going to struggle with ever wanting to get to the gym, and rightfully so. At The Marble Method, our goal is to create the ideal fitness and nutritional regimen tailored to you so that it is well-balanced and never creates chronic soreness. If you're suffering with lingering soreness, then we need to look at recovery and rehabilitation. First, meds. As discussed, meds can contribute to muscle weakness, but muscle pain is another side effect of common common of medications. If you're constantly popping ibuprofen or naproxen as a great way to eliminate soreness, it actually can hinder with protein synthesis and muscle growth. So keep the meds in the cabinet, increase your carbs before and immediately after your workouts, keep your water intake high, and foam roll. Depression. If you're struggling with depression, you may feel pain more strongly. Chronic fatigue sometimes is associated with mental and emotional health, and getting checked by your provider is always a good thing. Supplements. Adding branched chain amino acids to your workout, especially if you haven't eaten, is a sure way to help. When you're a member of the Marble Method, we will fully discuss what your workout nutrition should look like. So here is a couple. Curcumin is a nutritional supplement that is often paired with turmeric, and it helps to decrease delayed onset muscle soreness, which is related with muscle pain symptoms. And taking daily can aid in muscle soreness. Fish oil. It's also known to reduce morning stiffness and joint pain. Those omega-3s in fish oil plays an important role in reducing inflammation and maintaining healthy cells throughout our bodies. Many athletes swear fish oil reduces delayed onset muscle soreness. I'm always sick. That's terrible. We want to help. One is sleep. It's a super consistent theme here, I know. But again, we can't stress the importance enough of quality sleep. Prebiotics and probiotics. You want to aim for 2 to 3 servings per day of prebiotics, which are asparagus, garlic, artichokes, onions, yams, beans, oats, quinoa, apples, bananas, berries, citrus, kiwi, flax seeds, chia seeds. And if you're not big on all those foods, you can take 2 to 4 capsules per day with meals. And you want to aim for 1 to 2 servings of probiotics. So that's yogurt, cheese, kefir, with live and active cultures, pickles, sauerkraut, miso, and tempeh. If you're not a fan of those foods, don't worry. You can take refrigerated capsules, providing 3 to 5 billion live organisms per day, and 10 billion if you're sick. And supplements, garlic is a great one, and it's a powerful immune supporter. To get the benefits of fresh garlic, make sure that you chop it and crush it up and then let it sit for 5 to 10 minutes. It allows the chemical compounds to fully develop. Then you can cook it as you'd like. We all know that health and fitness can be a very confusing place, but it doesn't have to be. Let us help you. When you become a member of the Marble Method, we will help you learn the best eating, exercise, and lifestyle strategies unique and personal for you. If you love our info, sign up for our newsletters at themarblemethod.com. Talk to you later, guys.